Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey guys, Lance Erline here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Wow. Wow. Just wow.
6-10 is about to cry.
Breaking news. Tom Pelissero is reporting the NFL is suspending Texans linebacker Azeez Al-Shaair 3 games for the ugly hit that knocked Jaguars quarterback Trevor Lawrence out of Sunday's game. From NFL VP of Football Operations, John Runyon's letter to Azeez Al-Shaair. Your lack of sportsmanship and respect for the game of football and all those who play, coach, and enjoy watching it is troubling and does not reflect the core values of the NFL.
That's pretty much what Daryl Johnson said on the broadcast.
Yep.
Right after it happened.
Yep. Wow. During your game against the Jacksonville Jaguars on December 1st, with 4:20 remaining, are you involved in a play that the league considers unacceptable and a serious violation of playing rules? Video shows you striking the head neck area of Jaguars quarterback Trevor Lawrence, and he clearly goes down in a feet first slide. You led with your forearm and helmet and delivered a forceful blow to the head neck area of your opponent when you had time and space to avoid such contact. After the illegal hit, you proceeded to engage in a brawl, which you escalated when you pulled an opponent down to the ground with it by his face mask. After the referee announced that you were disqualified for the hit and unsportsmanlike acts, you removed your helmet and re-engaged with your opponent while walking down and across the field, which started another physical confrontation.
I told D'Amico to get his ass out of there. I knew it. I knew I wasn't stupid for saying all this. Get his ass off the frickin' field.
Your lack of sportsmanship and respect for the game of football and all those who play, coach, and enjoy watching it is troubling and does not reflect the core values of the NFL. Your continued disregard for NFL playing rules puts the health and safety of both you and your opponents in jeopardy and will not be tolerated.
So that's in reference to the earlier things this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything that we talked about. Well, there it is, though. Everything that we talked about during the break. The hit is a game. Not getting off the field and escalating, and the Texans not getting him out of there, which was, to me, like, how do you let him sit in the middle of the field? Like, what are you doing? Where is security? Where's D'Amico? Get him out of there. And then you have, and I saw it with Sarkisian, with the whole Longhorn fan. I saw Ryan Day sitting there like nobody, just sitting there like a dummy. I mean, head coaches can get guys, they can, D'Amico of all people has some, come on now. This is a guy, of all the people, physically, his aura.
Well, it's interesting because he walked him away. He was over there walking him away from the initial
walking him back,
But then he left him on the field of play, I guess, thinking, well, I guess maybe he won't be ejected. And then so Azeez was hanging out, waiting for all the flags to get decided and adjudicated. And then once they came away with the decision.
Look, I don't blame. Look, it was they were in the middle of a scrap. Him pulling somebody down by a face mask, they were in the middle of a scrap. Yeah. I don't count that, although Runyon did. His past history, when you're a habitual line stepper, it catches up with you. And now he's listening, John, and he said he heard somebody compare Azeez to Draymond Green. And there is some where Draymond just can't control himself. Like,
well,
he just can't control himself.
He's getting into NFL standards. He's not Vontaze Perfect, but he's getting there.
But I mean, the Texans have such a commanding lead in the division. I think they're going to be
fine. Well, that's fine.
I mean they're going to – but that's not the point. You know, the next 3 games, you can win 1 out of 3, and you're still going to be in commanding. Yeah. You're still going to be in commit. But it's really not the point. It's a point of let's slow these penalties down across the board for the Texans, and let's play with better discipline. And it's just so disappointing that it got to this. It got to this. So three games, man. Holy crap.
What is disappointing is a lot of the reaction by Texans fans and by people defending this. I mean,
and Texans media too. Honestly,
Texans media too. Texans, I know. Coach, it all. They all kind of.
Well, I don't blame the coach. I don't blame the coach.
Yeah,
the coach
I don't really.
Has
either.
To do with the coach. Has to do.
My problem with the coach is he didn't do a better job of corralling a guy who was heated at the time. That's your job is to keep it from getting worse, and he didn't. It got worse.
There's a difference between protecting Aziz's character and saying he's not a bad person. Understood. As we went through, we don't know any of these guys. What he does on the field is different from what he is as a human being. I don't know him. But at some point, coaches do take their players to task. It's not always, well, like Mike Tomlin was like, well, George Pickens has got to cut it out. And it wasn't who did they play? He didn't blame the Bengals for George Pickens' issues. Like D'Amico
and
did.
And the Bengals were yakking at him to try to get him. They were
but
trying
he
to go.
Point him. At the Bengals and go, hey, we got to be better on the other side too. At some point, this speaks to the lack of discipline and maybe the lack of accountability. Do the Texans hold their players to a level of accountability that actually means something?
I think it's a fair question. I really do. I've been thinking this, and I never thought that would be a concern with D'Amico. I just assumed. I mean, just look at D'Amico. He just looks like discipline, right? But then I was having a conversation with an NFL guy from NFL Network. I don't talk to a whole lot. And I asked him about the Aziz thing. And he's like, yeah, dirty hit. I mean, I said, well, I was wondering because, you know, Kurt Warner said something about late slide. He goes, no. This guy's in the West Coast. He goes, we've been knowing this about Aziz. This is who he's been. He was this way with San Francisco. He was this way in college. He was this way with Tennessee. He goes, that's kind of a known deal. People know about him. Like, he's got that in him. But the same guy said, and I said, yeah, I just assumed they would have more discipline with D'Amico. He said, Lance, D'Amico's defense has had some of these same issues in San Francisco. He said, so the same thing with Robert Saleh. This has been going on. Saleh had that, and everyone thought Saleh was going to be this kick-ass coach. He said he wasn't with the Jets. He said he didn't have control over the Jets. He said, and this same thing could be going on with D'Amico, where you think he's got all kinds of control in San Francisco, and then you find out, no, these guys really don't put the hammer down on players. And I just hearing that, I never thought that would be an issue. I don't think it's anything that's going to be debilitating. I grew up through the House of Pain Oilers, where the head coach was literally wanted to be the Raiders, literally wanted to lead the league in penalties. And it was some of the dumbest football I've ever seen, some of the most talented players and some of the dumbest football I've ever seen when Jerry Glanville was doing all of his, you know, the House of Pain is such a great nickname, but Jerry Glanville just wanted to turn it into abject lunacy. Out there with, you know, with 15-yard penalties to him were like a sign of, you know, a sign of not respect, but it was like a notch on the belt. Yeah, we got into another scrap. Man, the Rockets get into – it's one thing to play with edge. It's another to be penalized for it. Don't be Draymond Green. Be – I can't really say Dylan Brooks, can I? I mean, Dylan has gotten in trouble for the same stuff.
Well, yeah, he's a
line stepper.
He's a line stepper.
Although the Rockets have been able to pull him in just a little bit at times.
Right.
At times.
All right, we got Gary on the line. If you guys want to get in, you got some comments about this suspension, 3 games for Aziz Al-Shaair. You're more than welcome. Gary, come on in. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Just want to say, I got into an argument, not a bad argument, with Paul and George yesterday because they were just defending this and acting like it was nothing. And I just think that's BS. I mean, I'm as Houston as it gets, man. I used to walk the Sharpstown Mall as a kid. I'm 41 years old. It's not about being a fan. Like, that was a dirty hit. And that's not his first thing. Even in the Chicago game, he gets up and he punches the freaking running back. Like, he gets into these things. He makes them worse. He won't get off the field. I don't like it as a representation of our team. With that being said, I think 3 games might be like a game too much. But even if you don't think it's a dirty hit, it hurts your football team. It's a 15-yard penalty. Now we get to get 45 out there. I forget his name, but he runs like RoboCop. like Aziz is actually a good linebacker, and like this Hurts thing, I'm just exacerbated with the amount of people who defend this, and I'm glad that the NFL made a statement. Also, I'm a little disappointed in D'Amico. I'm not saying you go out there and kill your guy, but it would be nice just to say, you know what? That's not Texas football. That's not acceptable, and we'll make sure it doesn't happen again. He could have at least said that.
Yeah. 45 is Devin White, and, yeah, he's not as he's – don't. It's going to hurt the next three games, no question, losing Al-Shaair. It is going to hurt. They are not as good. He's got to reel it in, though. The dude, I mean, I know he's a leader. I know he gives you intensity. I know he brings it every single play. But you got to be able to reel it in. You got to. There's a line that you just can't cross, and Aziz crossed it. And people on this station defending him, you're wrong. You guys are wrong. I mean, he can't be. You cannot defend that hit on Trevor Lawrence. He can come in. You don't have to come in with the elbow. If he'd have just come in, sliding in, and slid over him, that's fine. But to bring that elbow up and to hit him in the head and to see him in that fencing position is unacceptable. Mm-hmm. And he deserves – I thought he'd get two. He gets three. You know what? He deserves to be punished. And that's a statement now in this league, because there have been a lot of hits, egregious hits, that have not had – any suspensions. What the league is telling Aziz Al-Shaair is you need to calm it down, bruh. You are playing out of control, and you're hurting people. And you know what? John Runyon's statements that pretty much says it all.
Runyon was
you're
one
not
of the
only you're putting other
dirtiest tackles
yourself.
Ever. You remember how nasty John Runyon was?
Yeah,
like it's crazy that he's saying this.
You're putting yourself and others in danger the way that you're playing football. And, you know, watching during the game, they went to the studio, and all the guys there, they'd all played, right? They're in the studio, and they all said, you know, I played Michael Strahan. I hit guys as hard as I possibly could. You know what? And I enjoyed it. If that guy felt me and I put a hit on him, then I felt great about it. I never wanted to hurt anybody, and I never had a dirty play. And quite frankly, that was a dirty play by Al-Shaair. You can't go to the head like that. You just can't. Even if it was 15 years ago,
why even take the chance in a game? Why even take the chance with coming up like that? I know. Yeah. Even if you think he's sliding late, I get that you want to punish, but why come up with the forearm shiver to like the head area?
All right. We got a full board. So let's take a quick break, and you guys are all going to get in. 713-780-3776. But first, a little John Daspit.
Daspit.
John Daspit? You mean from the Daspit Law Firm?
That's
I know that guy. I know John Daspit. John Daspit is a personal injury lawyer who has years of experience, and he's the number one personal injury lawyer here in the city of Houston. Biggest, largest amount of lawyers working for him. They file the most cases. But you don't see him, like the commercials he has are going to be NIL commercials, things like that. It's not these crazy commercials. He hates being associated with some of this lunacy you see with personal injury lawyers, because he wants to make sure that you know he's out there fighting for your rights, like literally your rights. If you've been injured, he wants to make sure that all your hospital bills are taken care of, that you get to the hospital if you don't have insurance, and you get all the work done needed, all the x-rays, CAT scans, whatever the case may be. Also, he's going to get you taken care of and compensated for work that you may miss due to your injury, whether it's short-term or long-term. And your pain and suffering, of course, needs to be taken into account, because the insurance company is not really going to do it. Their whole thing is they want to squeeze you as tight as possible, and John is going to fight back for you. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, 713-CALL-NOW, at 713-CALL-NOW, or go to DaspitLaw.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Those of you just getting in your car, Aziz Al-Shaair has been suspended three games by the NFL. They deem him to be dangerous. And John Runyon did not mince words on what he thinks of the way that Aziz Al-Shaair is playing the game. So, three games. What do you think? 713-780-3776. Mike, you're first up. What do you think about the suspension?
Hey, morning, guys. Hey, I'll be honest with you, and I know this isn't popular, but so I was watching the game this weekend, and I walked out of the room, and when I walked back in, I saw the melee going on, and I heard the commentary, so I immediately rewound it, and I was expecting to see just a vicious hit. And I'll be honest with you, I didn't think the hit warranted the reaction. I mean, I looked at it. It wasn't like he was going full speed, kamikaze, launching himself. I felt like he gathered himself a little bit and led with an arm and not a helmet, right? I mean, aren't defensive players, don't they usually get destroyed when they launch themselves at the crown of their helmet? I mean, he was clearly at the first down line. Lawrence clearly was trying to get close to it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I felt like there's been a huge overreaction. And I'm not talking about the after the play stuff. I mean, I agree with that. Get the guy off the field. But people are also coming after him, right? And he's probably feeling, you know, I mean, look at him. When he hit him, he threw his hands up. Like, what? Like, it wasn't that, you know. So, I don't know. That's how I personally feel. It would be very tough to play football in the NFL in today's game. Because, I mean, he just wasn't going full speed. He was not going reckless. He was not going kamikaze style. And he led with his arm.
I know, but that's the problem. But that's, I don't know why, like, you can't lead with the forearm shiver. That's the that's the point, though.
What is he supposed to lead with? His fingers? Like, what do you lead with?
You don't. You can't lead on a.
The public opinion has been ridiculous on this. I think the reaction from the media has been ridiculous. And the NFL has to do something like this now. Because everybody just overreacted. That's how I feel personally.
Okay. No, it's and that's valid if you feel that way. I would probably argue his launch. I mean, if we want to break down, when you tackle, you can see him drop as he knows the slide's coming. You can see him drop. If you break it down in slow motion, which I did, he drops, he sinks, because he knows what's coming. He knows Trevor's about to go down, and he's going to hit Trevor Lawrence. Now, I don't have a problem with people arguing about if he slid late, tried to get extra, there's a first down. All that stuff I think you said is very valid. I do think, though, he dropped down a level because he knew that it was coming. And then, you know, what you do is you have to, you know, you basically have seen this before where guys will kind of crowd up on the feet to stop any forward momentum. And they'll hit, like, low like that. It's careful. This was no sense of any... Like, there was no care to this. It was, you're leading with the forearm. It's never, John, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but I thought we were all on. This is a known thing that if you lead with the forearm and you get any extension, you're cooked. This is one of the, if somebody's considered defenseless, you're cooked. And I just thought Aziz did something that put himself and his team in harm's way. I don't see how he couldn't know that that was going to happen.
Yeah. Who's up next, Al?
We'll go to Dave.
Dave, what'd you think?
Hey, good morning. Listen, first of all, another call is crazy. The thing is, a lot of people are acting like they didn't see this coming. I remember last year, safety for the Steelers hit Pittman. Mike Pittman, I think, for the Colts.
Big hit,
it was a
yeah.
bang, bang hit, and they kicked him out for the rest of the year. Because they said it was a repeat offender or something. This year, the you can get hurt. Football is a pain game. And there's so many ways to get hurt within the realms, within the rules. Why would you get dirty when you're already inflicting enough pain within the rules of the game? So, I saw this coming. Three games, I saw it coming. Thank you, guys.
Dude, you were right. I forgot about DeMonte KZ. He's right, John. He was kicked out for the rest of the year. Do you remember that hit on Pittman? It was a brutal hit. Really, but he was kicked out because of they made a point of saying that he got kicked out. John Runyon issued the suspension. A player forcibly hits a defenseless player's head or neck area with the helmet, face mask, forearm, or shoulder. That's the rules. That's why this forearm thing, I don't get why people are so confused on it. Even if the initial contact is lower than the player's neck. Once again, there goes the argument about the chest that people try to make. It's invalid. The rules state this. And regardless of whether the defensive player also uses his arms to tackle the defenseless player, apparently the reason he got suspended for the rest of the year. Now, this happened, let's see, Kazee received fines for unnecessary roughness in weeks 2, 7, and 8. And then two fines levied in week 12. And in December, what was it, 18th. So probably would have covered just two more games maybe. But he got kicked out for the rest of the year. Maybe it was three games.
I don't understand. I heard what Mike said, but I don't get it because let's say Trevor Lawrence is a running back. No one is saying how Azeez Al-Shaair attacked a running back is a proper way to tackle. If you know, a running back is not going to slide, he's going to try to make a play, you don't dive forearm first at a ball carrier that's not the quarterback. You wouldn't go, the whole thought of what he's going to do. Trevor Lawrence slid late. He dove at a guy who he knew wasn't going to be an active ball carrier for much longer. Because you don't tackle that way. If Azeez did that to Tank Bigsby, and Bigsby breaks a tackle, you're like, what the hell are you doing trying to tackle a running back that way? So
get him down, wrap him up.
He went after Trevor Lawrence because he knew this guy wasn't going to try to make a play, and this is how I'm going to inflict some damage. So I don't buy what was he supposed to do. He's not going after a regular ball carrier that way. That's not how you would attack a running back. He knew that quarterback was going to go down.
If you're going to run with it, he wants to put a pop on you.
Yeah.
And look, that's who he is. There's a lot of linebackers in the league now and in the past that want to inflict a lot of pain on quarterbacks who want to get out of the pocket and run. I get that, and that's part of the game. They are going to have to take a look at something. Like, there have been enough Mahomes and Josh Allen moments where it doesn't take many where they say, hey, my man just fake slid.
Yeah.
He's not playing the same game that we're playing. I thought we're all working off of a collective idea. And so they are going to have to – and I saw some discussions about this. Like, Kurt Warner was asked about it, and maybe after – okay, after 10 yards – I've seen, okay, after 10 yards you can't slide anymore, or there's no such thing as defenseless. I don't know how they legislate this.
No. We don't need to change the rules. We know what the rules are. People are able to play within the rules of the game. Yet there are some, late slides and all of there. So there is a little bit of give and take here. But what Azeez Al-Shaair did was wrong. That's all there is to it. We don't have to change the rules because Azeez Al-Shaair can't control himself. Who's next, Dell?
Well, we'll go to Brad. He wants to talk about quarterbacks and how they handle it. What's up, Brad?
Hey, guys. Sports.
Sports, Brad.
Deportes, back at you.
I agree the hit was dirty. I mean, he deserves the suspension. But the NFL does need to come up with some type of way of stopping these quarterbacks from fake sliding, fake going out of bounds, getting first downs. Because we see it often, and like Lance said, Mahomes and Josh Allen seem to be the two biggest offenders of this. But they can't use the rules against the defender and fake slide, then get an additional 3 yards and convert a crucial first down. That's not fair either. So they got to come up with some way to.
His phone broke up. Well, we know Kenny Pickett did that in the ACC championship game a couple years ago, and then they outlawed.
They outlawed that.
And we don't see fake sliding in college football anymore, or we didn't really see it until Kenny Pickett did it. So there is a way. Okay, your progress has stopped. Now you had to put the officials in a position where they're determining what you're trying to do, and I don't think the NFL wants to do that. But it has been done at a lower level.
I don't have a problem, by the way, with any of you calling in and disagreeing with us. Just for the record,
No. Feel
free. Come on in. No. I mean, I want to hear. I don't want to hear just. I don't need a bubble here where it's just me and John and Dell and our opinion. If you have opinions that agree, that's fine. If you have something that's contrary, don't be afraid to call in 713-780-3776.
Yep.
Who's one more?
Let's get one more in, and then Peter? We'll take a break.
Yeah, let's get Peter in here first, and then we'll come back to it. What's up, Peter?
Good morning, gentlemen.
How we doing, Peter?
Good. All right. I fully agree. As soon as I saw the hit on Sunday, I said it was a dirty hit. He's a dirty player. I see a lot of highlights from him. He absolutely gets in trouble and plays outside of the rules way too much. But to play devil's advocate, I think the slide puts quarterbacks in danger. Look at what happened to Tua. His hit wasn't a dirty hit, and he ended up with a concussion, missing multiple weeks. And I think the rule does absolutely need to be changed and addressed or even fixed up a little bit to where it can protect the quarterbacks, which is the ultimate.
Well, he dropped.
Dropped two?
Why are people dropping? Maybe we have a limit on how long you can talk and then we hang up on them.
Well, no. It's just bad phone connection
sometimes.
Are you sure? Yeah.
The
other guys didn't drop, so no, it's not a question of limit of time.
We're kind of – I want to make sure that we're all on the same page here. This is not – am I wrong? Maybe I don't watch enough pro football. I feel like I do. This isn't a habitual issue with quarterbacks fake sliding. Like, I've only seen this between two guys. I did see one that I'd never seen before with Trevor Lawrence doing it one time.
But those are generally near the sideline. It doesn't really happen. I think maybe Josh Allen got away with it in the middle of the field. But normally, in the situation we saw on Sunday, the fake sliding doesn't happen.
Jeremy Branham put out the Kenny Pickett run. You know it is illegal now, right, Jeremy? I mean, come on, guys. I don't know. I'm a little disgusted with this whole thing, if you want to know the truth. 831 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. I'm disgusted with you if you've got a business going on and you're doing well and now you're adding employees and, you're all of a sudden, now payroll has become a major. It's a pain in the ass now. Okay, I got to hire more people to do the payroll. Oh, man, and when tax time comes, what a cluster that is. Holy crap, how are we doing this? Well, how are you doing it? Why are you doing it? Because you don't have to. Because you're not doing it as well as you possibly can. You're not doing it as well as HRP does. HRP has technology that you don't have, that you don't own, makes it so much easier and less expensive. Hiring people to do the payroll, or you doing it instead of running your business and selling your widgets and running your company, then that's just silly. It just doesn't make any sense. But let people who can do it better, let people who could save you time, energy, money, tax time, save you from the Affordable Care Act, which you're screwing up, or whatever it is, let the experts do this stuff, and the HR as well. Because that's what HR&P does. So, and here's another thing. If you already have an admin company, but you're like, man, this is really expensive, well, maybe HR&P will be a lot less expensive. HRP.net, 281-880-6525, or HRP.net.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You got thoughts, so we got a full board. I want to get through them. So let's get through this board and this segment. You got, if you can get in, 713-780-3776. I promise we'll get to the Jameis Winston quote. For those of you that haven't heard, Aziz Alshaier, 3-game suspension for his hit on Trevor Lawrence.
Well,
and you
do the math on this, John. Do the math on this. It's a 3-game suspension and that does not include, obviously, the bye week. You got 13 games. It's damn near the rest of the year.
Well, right.
He's out for the next month.
Right, but he'll be back for the playoffs, which is okay. And he's got one game at the end of the season against Tennessee to get back into shape or whatever. But you know what? It's a week and 10 days because you're playing 3 games in 10 days, and then he'll be back with the team. So
there was an argument about Pat Beverly versus Draymond Green. Who is he more like?
Let's get some calls in here. Okay. We got people that are on the line. Let's get some calls in here. Chris is first up. Hey, Chris.
Thanks for taking the call, gentlemen. I agree the hit was unnecessary, and also see how Trevor slid late. My biggest gripe is him leading with the elbow, that seemed very intentional, warranted. And, I know people say, he's a defender, he's in the motion of making a tackle, but, it's not like he's a 40-year-old, guy sitting on the couch. These guys make twists and turns in the air quite often. They're professional athletes. And, he potentially was able to control his body and lead at the elbow. My biggest gripe, I think the 3 games is unwarranted. I just, not necessarily because I do agree, it's a late hit. is not necessary, but there's no consistency with the league. If you want to find somebody and suspend them, there has to be some kind of caliber. You know, two games seems fair for the first time you find them for the season. Are you suspending them for the season?
No, no, no. Seems like a knee-jerk. That's where he not the first time.
Tell him what John Runyon said. John Runyon mentioned
he's starting to become an habitual. He's actually a repeat offender. He had the Bears issues. He's been fined twice already by the league. They're seeing pattern here.
Yeah, there was a 15-yard. He hit a running back, Tony Pollard, I think it was,
out of bounds,
five yards out of bounds last week. But right. John Runyon, I think Dell maybe has it. Finish your thought, and we'll have it. Yeah, go ahead.
I was saying, two games seem warranted. That's just my opinion. I'm not necessarily harping on, the initial fines, but, the suspension per se, you know. Yeah. It just seemed like a knee-jerk reaction.
Obviously,
they're sending a message. Yeah. But I was saying, if we were, 10-2 team, he wouldn't get three games. I think just because we were just on that bubble of being a decent team that they kind of gave him three games.
I think it's a player. I don't know about that. I thought it was going to be two games as well, Chris. But
I did two
league,
initially, and then today I thought it was one.
Their statement, John Runyon's statement, was pretty clear. The league is about fed up with Aziz Alshire.
When they mentioned the hit, they mentioned the response afterwards. They mentioned him pulling somebody down by a face mask, which, once again, that's heat of the moment. They're in the middle of a scrap. But then he mentioned the behavior after.
Well, here's the statement that speaks to why it got to the point. Your continued disregard for NFL playing rules puts the health and safety of both you and your opponents in jeopardy and will not be tolerated. Your continued disregard.
Yeah. Dude, he's had friendly fire where he's hurt his own players.
So this flying in. Chris, if this was a first-timer, then maybe you get two or one.
Lance, that's playing football. Dude's flying in to make a tackle. That's
He's out of control is what my point is. Yeah. He doesn't play with a great deal of control. He is a kamikaze.
Yep,
that's my whole point. I mean, you got to play with a little bit of control.
Well, you can play like that. You can play as a kamikaze. That's fine. But the elbow and what he did afterwards, the league is sending a clear message to him. Who's next, Dell?
Underrated mess.
Underrated mess. What do you got, underrated mess?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I just had a couple questions. Is this something that he's been suspended for before?
No.
I don't know. I have to see with San Francisco. I don't know. Let me check.
Is he
able
to appeal this?
Yes, he is.
All right.
And that is an important thing. That's an important thing you bring up because you appeal it, you might be able to get it down to two games.
Yeah, there is room.
They'll appeal this.
Yeah, they are appealing. They already said they're appealing.
Everybody's opinion on it is going to be what it is. It's subjective, however you want to look at it. It's a polarizing topic, right? The national media had the Texans dead in the water. No one was even talking about the Texans because what I can't even stand is this Texan brand of football everybody keeps saying, quote, unquote. Texas brand of football is boring and mediocre. Now everybody's talking about it because of how. Again, everybody's safe. Everybody's good. Hopefully that's a great thing. My biggest concern was his actions, his behavior, because he has that C on his chest. You have to rip that thing off. And then my other problem with it is the fact that this is indicative of the coaching that DeMeco has done. This doesn't happen on teams that are disciplined. And if you're going to continue that, then this is where you're at. Now, I just hope we're consistent with domestic violence and all those things because they very rarely get the six-game suspensions that they're supposed to. And I've never seen anybody banned for a lifetime for the second offense. That's what throws me off about the suspensions when they start suspending people for football plays, regardless if it's dirty or aggressive or not. It was still a football play. He didn't stomp on anyone's neck. He didn't punch anybody in the face at this particular moment. It was a football play, and that's how I feel about it. He's aggressive. I get it. Out of control, yes, definitely. But I can't be upset at a ball player for making a football play that he needs to be coached and corrected on when he was thrown out the game, they received the flag, all the things that are supposed to happen. His actions and behavior were way out of control, but within the rules, everything happened according. So, the three games is just steep for me, regardless of behaviors on the sidelines and stuff like that. I mean, I get that, but this is penalizing him for the football play of hitting somebody that was defenseless, and they're blowing it, like, again, clutching the pearls. Everybody's, oh, my goodness, that I get it. But let's just be consistent on this stuff, because we're going to take advantage of a football play. But, again, Von Miller, four games. Who knows how many times? We don't know all these domestic. They always cover that stuff up, and that's the real problem with the NFL.
I think it's a case-by-case basis. I don't know that it's clutching pearls. I think it was an egregious. It wasn't a football play. That's not a football play, see? I think it was egregious how he went to the head and neck area. And it's actually something that everybody is looking for now. Everybody is looking for this, and you cannot cross. He crossed the line that you can't cross.
The NFL had to settle for billions of dollars for brain injuries to players. They're not going to run. They've said this is going to be they've made this. I mean, this is you're going to see people wearing the protective caps more and more and more, the great kazoo caps. They're not going to, the NFL is not going to backtrack on head injury stuff. They're not going to ever. It costs them billions. And they frankly hid a lot of stuff there. They cover a lot of stuff up there. I work for the league and just doing draft stuff, but I agree. I think the league has got to get more. They've got to get more consistent with domestic violence stuff. They can't. There's a little bit too much of a culture of domestic violence stuff that goes on around football. Too much for my, you know, for me to be happy with. I just think it's, and they got to try to, you know, they got to try to get rid of that and put a foot down and say this is not okay to put your hands on women. It's just, it's not. I remember the thing with, man, I saw stuff on tape that I couldn't believe. Dalvin Cook just kind of went away on Dalvin Cook when he was with the Minnesota Vikings. So I don't know, you know, some of that stuff. Now Ray Rice got the hammer because there's video for that. Greg Hardy did not. That wasn't that long ago where Greg Hardy was like unbelievable what Greg Hardy got away with. So yeah, I mean, I see what you're saying, but as John mentioned, I'm not sure one has to do anything with the other though.
Right. All right, who's next? La raza que pasó, mijo.
Deporte, gentlemen, how y'all doing this morning?
Right.
Hey, man, I'm sorry I didn't call in last night, but I'll tell you what I learned at the end of the segment. But what I said, Dale, is like, I don't know if you guys watched the Ravens and the Eagles. Did you see Lamar Jackson high kick that one defensive player? How come that didn't get called?
Who did that? Lamar Jackson?
He hit a... Yeah, remember when he ran to the right side and then he went full speed and tried like Antonio Brown somebody?
Yeah, I thought you were talking about Antonio Brown. Good, I didn't know Lamar did it too. Antonio's got the most famous one, and he didn't get called for it either. You're right.
I mean, like, to the one point, do these, like, you know, quarterbacks are going to get away with something? Let's say if any quarterback, whatever quarterback, is running full speed and then a defense player comes and then he gets, you know, whatever that pose you call the defensive pose. To that extent, what do they do now? I mean, how do you protect that defense player now?
I don't. Well, I guess we'd have to see a quarterback do something that would put a defender in a defenseless fencing post. The closest thing we've seen is, and it wasn't a quarterback, is what happened to Mar Hamlin as a defender, and it went to a level that almost was very, very tragic. But we're talking. We have to see it, Lord. Until we see it, I don't know that they've even considered it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like I get it. This whole and I'm all for the suspension. I get that. It looked like a dirty hit. It was a dirty hit. I really want to portray it. But this is not Texas football. They just want to throw shade at the Texans because that's the only thing they do. Just like they always attack Houston sports, fellas. That's all it is. They always want to attack the little guys because we're always the little guys. And what I learned this weekend is that Taqueria Aranda tell me that Lance Erline's favorite taco is the chorizo.
What? Oh, chorizo. He eats chorizo.
Yeah, the chorizo breakfast taco with eggs is very good. Oh. You're right. It's delicious. Hey, chorizo and eggs is very delicious. Con papas también.
What? Hey.
Maybe, no harina, maíz todo.
La raza brings up a pretty good point.
About chorizo?
What if Trevor Lawrence had a knife? Okay.
What if this was last Boy Scout and he pulled out a gun?
Yes.
That's unsportsmanlike.
Yes, unsportsmanlike penalty for Trevor Lawrence.
He's 15 now. If you fought him back and wrestled the gun away from him, Offsetting.
Now, I would think Doug
Peterson. Offsetting.
What if Trevor Lawrence pulled a gun on the field and Aziz Alshire wrestled it away from him and pummeled Trevor Lawrence for pulling a gun? Yeah. Would Doug Peterson be well within his rights? Hey, we got to be better on the sidelines. When a guy pulls a gun, you can't just pummel him to protect yourself.
Well,
can he pull a D'Amico?
Maybe Aziz knew he had a gun, took him out, knocked him out so that he couldn't pull the gun on everybody and saved everybody.
So he's a hero now.
He's a hero.
You don't know.
You're right, I don't know.
You don't know if Trevor is packing a blade?
You don't know. I do know this.
I want if somebody does that on a plane, somebody's got a blade, I want somebody to throw a forearm shiver and knock them unconscious.
I know this. I know who's a hero, and that's Jim Fiume, okay? He's been doing it in this city for over 35 years. He's been selling windows, the best window in the world. And you know how many lives this dude has saved because of these windows? Do you have any idea? Because of the security, and that's not an exaggeration. It is. I don't know. If I'm a crook, I'm looking at this window, and I'm going, I can't get in that window. Are you kidding me? I'm not going to be able to do that. And the privacy, the security, the beauty, these are the best windows in the market, okay? You're looking for an aluminum. You're looking for vinyl. You're looking for hurricane window, a wood-clad window. There's one place to go. The best window in the market, period. Jim Fiume's been doing this forever. He knows all about the window game and the door game. French doors, sliding doors, storm doors, wood-clad doors, fiberglass entry doors. That sliding patio that door in the back, you want it to be solid. You want it to be great. You don't want that heat coming in and your air conditioner. You get the best door you possibly can, and that's at Gulf Coast Windows. 713-849-5454, gulfcoastwindows.com. Tell Jim Fiume you heard it right here.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. We got 713-780-3776. You have thoughts? And Aziz Alshire's three-game suspension, which it could be, I would imagine. I don't know. It was pretty John Runyon was pretty adamant about how he feels about the way Alshire is playing. And I'm not sure that they're going to lessen the suspension, but there's a possibility. There is a chance. He's going to appeal the suspension, and we'll see if they can't go in and convince the league that the late slide by Trevor Lawrence had something to do with it. Now, his actions afterwards, his actions against the Bears on the sideline, his actions with Tony Pollard, all of these things, just last week, all of these things are playing into this three-game suspension. If you're an habitual offender, then you are going to be treated differently than somebody who's a first-time offender.
Well, it's just like the legal system. I mean, it's anything. Anytime you cross the line.
That's right.
I mean, it's not unusual. I will say it's more games than I thought it was, but I guess DeMonte KZ from the Steelers is basically their is the test case. It's the precedence. KZ was suspended for the rest of the year last year. I think it was the final three games, maybe just the final two, but he was suspended for the rest of the season. So for repeated offenses. It clearly, him not getting off the field in a timely manner, which really bothered me that it turned into another thing. And I said it on Twitter. I'm like, how is D'Amico in the Texas security? Because usually security detail gets over there. And then I've had people say, oh, no. He was there. He wasn't kicked out yet. Dude, he should be on the sideline away from the – don't let a powder keg near the Jacksonville sideline. Doesn't make any sense. I don't understand – how he was in a position where he could get into it again with Brandon Scherff and the other players from Jacksonville. I think D'Amico and the Texans really were at fault there for allowing him to put himself in a bad position.
Yep, I agree. Let's get, who is it, John?
No, it's Robert.
Robert, same thing. Robert, what's up?
Morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I missed some of the earlier thoughts, so if I retread something, you guys can just, I guess, stop me in my tracks. But a couple of thoughts. I'm not necessarily defending Alshire. The hit and the leading with the forearm and to the neck and head area was pretty obvious. I guess my argument on his behalf would be more like the mentality it takes to be a good defender, especially in that league. And to me, it seems like there's just a little bit of hypocrisy in the fact that these guys, their job and their task every time they're on the field is to stop the opposing player by almost any means necessary. And then in the course of action, one player on the field has a different set of rules than everybody else. And considering at the pace they play and the style that they have to play to be successful, you know, having that switch that you turn on and off in any moment in the game, it just seems a little bit, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if unfair is the term, but it's certainly an arguing point, I think, because correct me. I mean, you guys can think about it. I was thinking about this last night. I just don't know any other major professional sports where there seems to be this underlying different set of rules for a particular player. And it's just the pace with which these guys have to play. It just seems like it's a really tough spot to be as a defender where, again, it's in the course of action where all of a sudden there's another set of rules. I think there still always has to be that thought that these guys know what they sign up for when they commit themselves to a career in this sport specifically. And, I mean, I'm not in any way condoning, like, hey, if it, you know, brain trauma is just part of it and it should be accepted. But there is some level of accountability that each man has to take for himself for the fact that he chooses this as his profession. There are risks involved, and there's a number of other professional vocations in this in life today where guys assume the risk. It's just part of it, and it can be very dangerous.
Got your point. Thank you, Robert. Appreciate it. Other guys are able to control themselves, though, Robert.
That's the one problem I have. I think everything he says, I think it is hard. You're in a violent game, and there is no other sport where one guy gets treated differently. They do that out of necessity for the quality of the product because they're stars. And look how bad the product is when a starter's out. It's terrible.
And look, it's hypocritical. When you talk to older players, because they used to take each other's heads off. They did some things that, well, by today's standards are almost downright
criminal.
They're
the ones who yell, put a skirt on them.
Yeah. And,
like,
and
former quarterbacks say that about quarterbacks.
Yeah, and take the head off. And you know what? And let's take the head off the snake. And all of the things that they used to do back in the day, but they'll all to a man say, this is a fraternity. We don't want to, you know what, we're all in this thing together. I assumed, yes, there's a risk that you assume when you play football, but when the guy on the other side is endangering you unnecessarily, then that's where you have to draw the line. And today's game is different than it was back in the past, okay? It is. Those guys, they'll say they didn't want to hurt people. They wanted to hurt people.
They were all pocket
passes. The clotheslines that they used to give quarterbacks long after they threw the ball, it was criminal. It was criminal. And they're trying to clean up the game. And guys are able, Robert, guys are able to control themselves. And Aziz, it didn't. He hasn't been able to control
himself.
There is
an acknowledgement, by the way, that this is a dangerous game. I mean, quarterbacks get hit by blindside shots all the time. They're totally legal. As long as you don't lead with your head, you can absolutely annihilate a quarterback, and it is completely legal as a pass rusher down the middle, blindside. They just are avoiding just the head and the defensive stuff.
The poster child at the quarterback position for head injury said earlier this year,
Tua,
I'm willing to, I'll die. He didn't say I want to, but he understands the risk. So, yes, Robert, risk is assumed, and they know, and they go out there knowing that things go really poorly for me if it goes the wrong way. But as the guys have mentioned, they just ask for the players to respect what the game is and don't do things that can put me in an unnecessary position.
But there's so many, like, what would people's reaction, and I say people's, I don't know, Dell doesn't think nationally, he thinks nationally it's all on the anti-Aziz side. Maybe it is. I've seen some. Let's say it's a popular quarterback like Lamar Jackson. Somebody who's popular league-wide. Trevor Lawrence isn't popular. No one cares about Trevor Lawrence. Mm-mm. Let's say Lamar got knocked stiff. It would be universal across the board. And maybe it is right now. Maybe I don't have a good sense because the Texans people I've just been a little, man, I didn't even think it was really up for
debate.
Honestly, I didn't think the interpretation, I thought it was all right there. I thought the video was the proof. And yeah. Now there are people who are Zapruder-ing this telling me, oh, no, this is totally legal.
They're trying to, I don't know.
I just know CJ did it. If CJ did it and you tried to defend somebody, I would be so pissed.
If Mahomes was laying there, Aziz Alshire would be out of the league.
It would have been a riot. It would have been a riot on the sideline.
I don't want it to happen, but in an alternate reality, because I love a lot of comic book stuff and alternate realities, what if Ventro Miller did to CJ what Alshire did to Lawrence, no one here in this town is taking Ventro Miller's side. No one.
Okay, we got a break.
If the Texans had jumped on Ventro Miller, I guarantee you D'Amico CJ would not have said, wait, guys, we overreacted.
Hey, CJ Slidley, overreacted. You can't blame Ventro for that. Cut it out.
D'Amico would have gone, I'm proud of my guys for going after him.
Absolutely, as I would be too. And yes. I would expect that. I would expect you got to do that. And you know what? Aziz Alshire had no problem with it. He said, I respect their guys for taking up. That's the code of the NFL player. Yep. You do something to our quarterback, we're going to do something to you.
If you've done something to your prostate, you don't want to do that. You do not want to mess with your prostate, okay? You do not want it expanded inside of you. You know, it's laying up against all your other stuff in there, right? So it could give you kidney problems, could give you liver problems, could give you urinary tract infection. It could make you go to the bathroom a lot more. Holy crap. And that sucks. In the middle of the night, you're going 3-4 times. What? And it could be dangerous, guys. So this is no joking matter. If you have an enlarged prostate, there's one place to go, and that's Access Vascular Health. Access Vascular Health. That's where you go, and Doc Manavese is going to give you an IV, and that is going to decrease the size of your prostate. And that's how simple it is. It's an IV. So if you go to the doctor and he tells you that you have any issues whatsoever, or he tells you you don't have cancer, but we're going to have to operate on you. No. You don't have to get an operation. You need an IV, and that's Doc Manavese. 975prostate.com, 975prostate.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.